is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. Features there, you'll find they're free. Unlike those other radio talk show hosts that want to jack you for $5 to $7 a month for their websites, we give ours away. So enjoy. At freetalklive.com. Though it seems like the world of radio talk show host websites span from non-existent to expensive. It shocks me, Mark, that there are so many nationally syndicated talk show hosts that just have awful, awful websites. And I'm not saying ours is super great or anything. It's certainly not the prettiest of websites, but we've got a lot of features, and we're proud that we give it all away for free. But man, I've been surfing around a little bit recently, and shows that have big budgets and big names like Fox News behind them have just some of the worst, most pathetic websites out there. John Gibson comes to mind, as a matter of fact.
Okay, does he have an attractive website, but it just doesn't have any depth to it, or is it both ugly and
crap? I think it's just crap. I don't have it in front of me right now, but just a lot of them. I mean, Michael Savage is just wreck.
Well, it's been
website.
A while since you've went and looked at his website. He may have gotten
something. No, I've been
new.
There. I've been there recently.
Okay.
I mean, he's the competition, Mark. Got to keep an eye on him. Not really. I go once every 2 years or something just to see if he's actually made it any better, but it's not. But I guess if you're sitting pretty as the king of the hill, who cares, right? 1-800-259-9231.
He's king of the evening hill.
That's true.
That's true.
He is our target. We are his enemy. He's our nemesis.
Yes, I'm sure he stays up at night worrying about us.
He should. His days are numbered. I mean, if not because we're younger than he is.
And if no other reason, we will outlive him.
That's what I was actually told. There's a radio forum out there, radio-info. Good website, fun forum. I was posting over there on a thread and pointed out that somebody was suggesting that Free Talk Live shouldn't be added to radio stations because nobody wants to hear from libertarians, was what he was saying.
Hmm.
And I came back and said, well, you know, I appreciate your viewpoint and all, but we've got over 30 stations at this point and we're growing, so you just keep living in your fantasy land and we'll keep adding affiliates. And some guy came back and said, adding affiliates, if you keep doing it at the rate you're doing it, you'll have as many as, you know, this progressive talk guy, Ed Schultz. In 23 years, which I don't think is accurate, first of all, but even if it were the case, I pointed out that, hey, I'm only 27, so time's definitely on my side.
And, you know, another thing about affiliates is it's progressive. You know, we didn't add nearly as many in our first year as we did in our third year. That's sort of our fifth, sort of our third. But we're talking about syndication, so it should be accurate there. We didn't add nearly as many in our first year as we did in our third. So if we can look at it exponentially, if you really want to do math, pal, which it's pretty clear you're somewhat misinformed on, then we're going to be sitting pretty good in about 5 years.
Well, thanks first and foremost to our amplifiers, and we'll talk more about them here in a little while. But I want to go to Citizen X and a neat little essay that he wrote on his website, adventuresofcitizenx.com. He is a sponsor of the show, by the way, and an excellent writer. Hell of a guy, too. Met him in person. Anyway, Citizen X writes about the hidden gun. He says Americans have been brainwashed into believing that government is a benevolent institution. Unlike our forefathers who recognized its true nature, George Washington, for instance, was famously quoted as saying government is force and like fire, it's a dangerous servant and terrible master. Many modern Americans aren't even curious as to how the government compels our compliance. Government simply is, and it is good. At least that's what a lot of people think. In fact, we've heard some of that echoed tonight on the show, just kind of this belief that government should be there and that it's necessary and that we should be okay with it taxing us because it's providing services. Anyway, Citizen X continues. The simple fact of the matter is that government has a monopoly on the legal initiation of violence. In other words, if you don't do as the government says, men with guns are eventually going to force you to comply. Now, if you still resist at that point, you might go to jail, you might lose your property, or you may just end up dead.
And, you know, I can see why people think that's good. You, generally, when you think of a scenario like that, you think of somebody who has hurt someone and who is then running amok. And yes, that's what I want violence used for. I want violence to bring somebody who has used violence down. I want them stopped. But that's not what we're talking about. The government, the government's always steps beyond the role of protecting you, from enemies, foreign and domestic.
Well, it is the group of people that is running amok, using violence on people on a daily basis. Criminals, what we commonly consider criminals, they usually skulk about. You know, they don't want to be necessarily too overt about their violence. They'll use it on individuals, maybe on a dark street or in the middle of the night breaking into one home, but they're not going to go run around advertising their activities. They don't want to bring attention to themselves in that way.
No, they are cowards. But whereas the government threatens every citizen every day of every year, so who's more violent?
Right. It's the deal with the government is, hey, we're going to provide you with protection services, but if you don't want to pay for them, then we're going to throw you in a jail cell, which, of course, is contradictory to the claim that we're going to be protecting you in the first place. And that, of course, is one of the paradoxes of government, the idea that you are forced to pay for services that are supposed to be protecting you but aren't actually protecting you. And actually, they have no obligation to protect you, as the Supreme Court has ruled over and over again. And if you don't pay for those services, then you'll very quickly find out that these people aren't protecting you at all, and in fact, they are threatening you and putting you in danger. It's just a mess. Anyway, he continues. It's a simple, brutally efficient operation that too few Americans now recognize. The establishment has done a masterful job of camouflaging the nature of government by ascribing it near omnipotent powers. Indeed, worshipping the state is now a form of religion in the United States. Imbued with enough power, there's nothing the state cannot accomplish. Leaving aside the argument about the efficiency of government, let us consider the method by which government achieves its objectives: force and violence. Ironically, those who say they oppose guns the most, liberals and socialists, are often the ones who cheer on the government's use of guns the loudest.
As though the government is somehow omnipotent. But those liberals know, they know painfully well that people besides themselves often get in power. You know, take for an example our president now. Mm. The liberals howl at his use of violence, but it's still okay.
Perhaps, however, they have an excuse. Maybe they've never considered what government really is. A recent conversation I had with a Hillary Clinton supporter illustrates this. And I love these kinds of examples because they really are just, people are just totally in the dark as to the nature of government. When I asked why I should vote for Hillary, the young woman responded that Hillary's for health care and education. Well, that's very admirable, I responded, and so am I. I just don't believe that I should be forced to take care of you or your children, nor should you be forced to take care of me and my children. She corrected me and said that no one's forcing me to do anything. Oh, yes, you are, I said, because if I choose not to participate in your program, whether it be health care or education or whatever, men with guns are going to force me to do so. At this point, the young woman threw her hands up in a warding-off gesture and said, "Whoa! Who said anything about guns?" And therein lies the problem. Never before in her life had anyone pointed out to this woman that all government programs rely on coercion, intimidation, and violence. Everything the government does is backed by the implicit threat of lethal force. No matter how noble the end might seem, if the means are immoral, the end cannot be justified. In fact, throughout history, tyrants and despots have used the excuse of the ends justifying the means of promising utopia to make Earth a living hell for their subjects. Hitler, Mao, Pol Pot, and Stalin all tried to make their perverted visions of a perfect world reality. In the process, millions were killed, scarring mankind for generations. The political debate in America today is who should control the guns and for what purposes the guns should be used. This debate leads to division and resentment. It's time Americans recognize government for what it is. And it's time we start putting the guns away. And that's why I've taken when I'm talking, for instance, on other talk shows, when I'll call the local talk station here in Keene, I've taken to accusing the government people of acting childish, of acting like bullies. And I implore them to start acting like adults. Start interacting with other people on a voluntary basis. Do as most of us do. in our business lives, in our day-to-day family lives.
If the services that they're offering are so great, why do they have to threaten people to get them, you know, their services, right? Mm-hmm. Why do they have to threaten everybody in order to get them to play along?
Walmart gets
me to walk. If schools are so great, if these roads are so great, if everything's so great, why do you have to threaten people from, you know, to take their houses, their families away from them?
That's
everything
the
that they hold dear.
One of the most important questions you can ask. More on the way. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in Prophecy, Tyrants and Wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, Sickle CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features for free, so enjoy those. And they include, by the way, the live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both free for you, at freetalklive.com.
You can lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet. Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com. Read some real testimonials. Find out how to order this cleanse. FTLDiscount.com.
All right, so we're going to go to the email box here in a moment. You've got a sad slash outrageous story about a brother and sister that they just don't get along.
Well, yeah,
kind of a sick way.
No one's going to be able to argue that this isn't outrageous.
We'll get to that. But first, your phone calls. Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy. Hello, Jeremy? Montana? Going once? Going twice? Well, let's go to the email box, Mark.
All right.
What do you have for us tonight? And then we'll tell you about the virtual fence. You've heard about the virtual fence, the southern border 28-mile pilot project that the federal government had been putting together. We'll let you know what happened with that.
This is coming from a young man, and he signs it Naresh, so I'm going to use that name.
Naresh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, Ian and Mark. I started listening to the show about 3 weeks ago, and I haven't missed one yet. I love the commentary, and your show has really opened my eyes. Background information. I'm 17 years old and dropped out of public school to move on with my life.
Good for you.
No regrets there at all. The reason I'm emailing you is to tell you about something that's affected me in a huge way this past month or so. By the way, I think if you're going to drop out of public school, perhaps a GED or something like that, that way you can say you have a diploma.
Yeah, but didn't you say you should just lie on the job application?
Yeah, you don't need it.
No one's going to check.
No, you don't need it.
Yeah.
You really don't need it. Anyway, let me go on with the story. My dad left my mom earlier this year. I took my dad's side somewhat because I knew some of the extenuating circumstances that my younger siblings did not know anything of. All of my siblings took it very hard and hated my dad for it.
I'm sorry. Did mom leave dad? I missed that point. Dad left mom. Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
There are also some negative feelings from them towards me.
Because he took the side of dad.
Right, right. 2 weeks after my dad moved out, my 11-year-old sister went to a therapist. She made some allegations of molestation against my dad and myself.
Whoa.
Yeah. Now, while I can't say for sure that my dad didn't do anything, I mean, you know, it happened 7 years ago.
She's 11?
Yeah. You're doing the math here? She was 4.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I guess you can remember things from back then.
You can. I mean, I can remember a few minor things, but, you know.
Well, you could probably remember more at age 11 than you can at 37, Mark.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe. Not much more.
Okay.
Anyway, let's go on. Let's see. I can't say that I can say that I did absolutely nothing. Furthermore, when asked when such events occurred, she stated that it happened 7 years ago, which would have made me 10.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I wasn't even sexualized at that age.
Right.
Here's where
girls were kind of icky.
Right. You know, I mean, 4-year-old, 10. Does this make any sense? I mean, how many 4 and 10-year-old brothers and sisters managed to, you know, live in houses without any problems? I don't know. It seems very odd and suspicious. Especially, you've read a lot of those stories about therapists, you know, finding things out that, you know, never happened.
Sure. Well, kids have great imaginations, you know.
Yeah. Human Services gave my mother a month to get me out of the house. Now, that's not an easy task either, I might add. Most apartment complexes won't even rent to 17-year-olds.
You can't just go out and live with dad?
I don't know. He never mentions dad in this scenario.
He's gone.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the scenario is there.
Wow.
One question I would ask is, what about the 17-year-old girl? Or the 11-year-old girl. Why does it have to be him out of the house? I guess that he's a danger to his other siblings. I don't know.
This is just an allegation, an accusation.
Yeah, it's just an allegation. We asked for assistance in helping me find a place to live, as they were kicking me out and not helping at all, and they declined.
They meaning the government people.
Yeah, the government people said he needs to be out of the house, and then didn't give any, kind of help at all.
Yeah.
I think that to some extent you're talking about illegality. A child living on its own, unemancipated, at 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but they're the government. They can do whatever they want.
Oh, yeah.
I ended up renting a room in a townhouse off an ad in Craigslist. Human Services is still going after my father, despite him passing a polygraph, and they want to force me on a sexual offenders list.
Oh, no.
Which I will fight to the death. Anyway, I just wanted to share and see if you have any advice at all. Well,
jeez.
My advice, Naresh, is if you didn't do it, and at this, by the way, at a 10-year-old, assuming that even the story was true, I don't think a 10-year-old boy should be charged for something like this. That's something for the family to figure out.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no way that, yeah, you're right. Even if he did, for some reason, inappropriately touch his sister in some way, and we don't know what the exact allegations are as far as molestation. That could mean different things. But, you know, presuming he touched her in some inappropriate way, you're absolutely right, Mark. If people were to come across, if a parent is to come across that information, that's something where you just deal with it and you talk to your kids and somehow punish them in the home. To think that putting a kid in the hands of the state is going to make that situation better in any way? Because that's all the state has at its disposal, is it takes the kid and puts it into a home or into a jail cell and puts it into its state-run facility and claims that, all right, problem solved. Now you can go to counseling. You know, it's just so sad.
My advice to Naresh would be, look, stick to your guns. Do not admit to anything with these people. Do not sign any pieces of paper with these people. Tell them that they are your enemy. They do not want to help you. They want to hurt you. They've already destroyed your family, and you will not in any way speak to them. And tell your parents tell your mother, that's what these people have done to me. They have harmed me. Tell your sister, that is what has happened to me. You have caused the state to aggress against me.
And who's paying for the rent? Is his mom paying?
I assume she has to be.
Because at 17, you're not making a lot. If you're working, you're not making a lot. It's certainly not enough to go and rent a townhouse by yourself. At that age, if you're going to go out on your own, you've got to have roommates. No, and it doesn't sound, at least, you know, going on what he wrote here, and if Naresh wants to call in to tell us more about this situation, and I hope he at least emails or, if not, calls in again to give us an update and let us know what exactly is going on here so we can be brought up to speed. But this is putting it, if mom is paying for this, then mom's being in a more, now in a more precarious financial position than ever before.
Yeah.
And it was bad enough to have dad leave, and I'm sure he took some income with him. That's bad enough. That's going to change your the way you live life. That's going to change your budget.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've got to have your 17-year-old out of the house, and you're supporting him? So now this 11-year-old girl, by making these allegations, maybe she thought she was helping mommy. I don't know. Maybe she really was touched. I don't know. But it's not helping her mom, I can tell you that.
The story is tenuous at best. I mean, you're talking about her remembering, she's an 11-year-old remembering 7 years ago something that happened.
Right.
I mean, doesn't it seem odd that it happened 7 years ago, didn't happen the entire time the dad was with her in those 7 years, and the brother was with her in those 7 years? Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it wouldn't seem to me that, you know, just judging from the stories we've read on the show, and we had a pedophile on the show for like an hour, we interviewed him one time, judging based on what those people have done and said, you know, those desires for those people don't just go away. You don't just touch your daughter once and then stop. Or I wouldn't think most of them would. More on the way.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down. They keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, a renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
On September 11, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At RightToRedress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to Spyville.com. That's SpyVille.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live is your show if you take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just go and download it for free. Right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. You just click and get them. They're on us. freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phone calls. Jeremy is on the line. I believe it is a working line this time. Jeremy, in Montana?
Hey, yes, sir. I talked to you guys again, even though I'm not hearing you on the edge here.
What? We're not on the edge right now?
Well, John had a court date today, and I don't know if the programming is kind of messed up, but...
Oh, no.
I've been listening to y'all on my phone for, you know, the last several minutes, and it's a shame for those kids, you know, because I was kidnapped and abducted when I was 6 years old.
By whom?
Well, by a stranger in Reno, Nevada, and from what I understand, he ended up getting... 19 years for it, and then...
Wow.
I don't know. My mom ended up not wanting to have that much to do with me after that. And
what?
So I ended up in a lot of state homes. And
Wow. How scary was that at 6 years old to be kidnapped? How did it happen?
Well, it's really, really scary, and it takes... a lifetime to get over with. I mean, you never really forget it until you're gone, you know.
I can tell you, I've had some, you know, some pretty traumatic experiences in my life, and, you know, you just can't forget them. They come back at you.
Yeah, and then the only way that, I mean, that I feel some of the sickos get vengeance out of that is by redoing it again.
Yeah, some people do. Some people very, you know, it's absolutely true that some people do it because it was done to them.
Well, that's why I was surprised that's why I'm shocked at these allegations that were made in the email. And Jeremy, thank you for the call tonight and your input. Shocked at the allegations in the email suggesting that this father, in case you're just tuning in, we had a 17-year-old email to say that his 11-year-old sister has alleged that he molested her and his dad molested her when she was 4 years old. And he, of course, claims he absolutely didn't.
Now, the statistics don't matter when it's you who's on the other side of statistics. But I would like to say that fathers, actual genetic blood fathers,
not
are
likely to
statistically
molest.
The least likely of, the top ones.
It's usually an
molest.
Uncle or a stepdaddy or something
right.
like that.
Stepdads, right? pretty high on the list. Mothers are higher than fathers simply because
really?
They're...
Really?
Mothers are.
Well, wow.
When you think about it, fathers are more likely to be gone, right? To not
I guess.
Be there.
Okay, yeah.
So therefore, even if mothers and fathers were equally likely to molest their own children, fathers would be less likely simply by being absent.
It just didn't seem likely that this guy, if he was, you know, a perv, would have just engaged in this behavior at that one time when she was four and then never again. It just doesn't seem likely based on, you know, the experiences
and
we've had here.
And what seems wrong in this circumstance is that the young man, Naresh, has been kicked out of his house. I didn't hear anything about a trial. I didn't hear anything about, anything like that. And,
right.
and if he's accused, he deserves a trial.
Yeah, what would happen if he didn't leave the house? Would they then arrest the mother? I mean... Mom was taking care of him and the other kids.
No, they're the Child Protective Services. What would they do? They'd take all the kids away. And they'd put them in foster homes. They can do whatever they want. There is no, there's no legal system when it comes to this organization.
You want to talk about an increased likelihood of getting your kid molested?
Right.
Put them in a foster home. Put them under the care of some government.
Put them in some state orphanage.
Yeah. Put them under the care of somebody who's getting a paycheck every single month to take care of your kid. Now, I know some foster homes are safe and good places.
Absolutely. I would say most of them are.
I don't know. I don't know how many they are, but I know that the fact that you're paying people to take care of these kids also encourages the deadbeats to come along and to just do the bare minimum
the
in order to
that,
collect
that,
the check.
That don't even want to go to work, you know, those kind of people, they just hang around the house, take care of a few foster kids.
They want to snort up their paycheck, basically, those kind of people.
Whatever. I don't know.
Or maybe they just have a thing for kids. Man, there have been some awful, horrific foster home stories over the years.
Mm.
And I'm sorry. Putting kids in those things is a dangerous situation because the government doesn't care. There may be some social workers that do. There might be. I'm sure there are. Your wife, I'm sure, was one of them, Mark, when she worked for the government.
And she didn't really deal with kids, but...
My point was, she cared about what she did. But there are a lot of them that don't. That they're just collecting a paycheck. And it's not, they're not interested in checking up on these homes that the kids are in. And so it goes completely unwatched. And everything from locking kids in closets to starving them to sexual molestation and worse.
Yeah.
All coming out of foster homes. So please.
Any terrible story you can come up with.
Leave the kids. I'd rather have kids in the hands of a coke-addicted mother than somebody who is, in a bad foster home environment. It's not, it's not an easy choice, but I'd rather them stay with their
mother. Right. At least their mother is genetically less likely, they have an evolutionary imperative to take care of their own children.
1-800-259-9231. All right. So I said we'd talk about the virtual fence, and you mentioned a while back on the show, Mark, that government just fails. It just can't seem to get things right. Yeah, if you throw enough money, if you give government enough money and you tell them that, they do something, they plan to do something with it, like build a school or a jail, okay, inevitably they're going to hire somebody, they're going to get the job done. But even then they still fail because they paid more than they should have paid. In this case, they just failed. The Bush administration has scaled back plans, this according to the Washington Post, to quickly build a virtual fence along the U.S.-Mexican border, delaying completion of the first phase of the project by at least 3 years, and shifting away from a network of tower-mounted sensors and surveillance gear, said federal officials yesterday. Technical problems discovered in a 28-mile pilot project south of Tucson prompted the change in the plans, said the Department of Homeland Security bureaucrats. Though the department took over that initial stretch Friday from Boeing, authorities confirmed that Project 28, the initial deployment of the Secure Border Initiative Network, did not work as planned, nor did it meet the needs of the U.S. Border Patrol. So, they've delayed completion of the first phase of the project by at least 3 years due to these initial failures. They haven't even finished phase one. The announcement marked a major setback for what President Bush in May 2006 called, I love this, the most technologically advanced border security initiative in American history. They try to make it sound all spiffy.
Yeah.
But nothing resulted from it.
Right. Just because it's the most technologically advanced border security system in human history doesn't make his statement inaccurate.
I think his statement is actually very accurate. Look at the way it's phrased. And it's funny when you look at bureaucrats speak, because it's usually very conciliatory. It covers up what's really going on, but in many ways also admits it out in the open. The most technologically advanced border security initiative in American history. So if it's an initiate.
Mm-hmm. It's been started.
We're starting. This is the most technologically advanced startup of a border security thing we've ever done. Well, whoop-de-flippin'-do. Anyway, the virtual fence was to be a key component of his proposed overhaul of U.S. immigration policies, which died last year in the Senate. Investigators for the Government Accountability Office had earlier warned that the effort was beset by both expected and unplanned difficulties, but yesterday they disclosed new troubles that will require a redesign and said the first phase will not be completed until the end of the next president's first term. Those problems included Boeing's use of inappropriate commercial software designed for use by police dispatchers to integrate data related to illicit border crossings. They've already been paid $20 million for the pilot project, and in December, the Department of Homeland Security gave the firm another $65 million to replace the software with military-style battle management software. So Boeing's already ahead by $85 million for this failed project.
Mm.
But that's okay, because now they're going to redesign it. Now, what do you think it's going to cost to redesign the project?
It isn't going to be cheap.
One thing's for sure, you can count. You can count on it. Whenever government's proposing to do something, whether it's your federal, local, or state governments, count on that it's not going to happen on time, nor will it happen on budget. Count on it. The only question is, how many multiples of the original budget will it cost?
Yeah.
800-259-9231. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're tired, irritable, emotional, and not sleeping well. Well, you've heard the saying, take a pill. Well, now you can, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days. Designed to support positive mood and emotional well-being, along with clarity of thinking, increased energy, better health and disease prevention, and even a better night's sleep. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. You can feel better, and Good Days can help. Unlike most supplements, these wonderful new vitamins were designed to support physical and emotional good health with natural herbs and botanicals. I'm so certain that you'll love this new supplement, I want to send you a free 30-day supply right now. Come on, feel good. Be happy. Make Good Days part of your good life. Call now.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-956-3672. 800-956-3672. 800-956-3672. 800-956-3672.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit Sacrowedgie.com. That's Sacrowedgie.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control even in these remaining moments. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Become an amplifier. If you want to help the show get on more radio stations around the country, then go to amp.freetalklive.com to help us reach out for as little as $3 a month. That's all it takes. You'll get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. The details are there for you at amp.freetalklive.com. The amplifiers are making a difference, and that's helping reach out to get the message of freedom and liberty to more people around the country. It's a good thing. amp.freetalklive.com. President Hillary Clinton, the North American Union, unconstitutional gun and drug laws, a national ID card. What's your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? The Free State Project knows that one size does not fit all. Participants choose which event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. So back to the story here. It's a great example of government inefficiency, government going over its original stated costs, government extending its deadlines. This is so typical.
And, contractors bilking the hell out of the American people.
Yeah, I love this. I mean, it's just so typical of everything that is government. The story's from the Washington Post. It's about this virtual fence that they've been trying to construct. Turns out that it's been an abject failure, and they're admitting as much. But that's okay, because whenever failure happens with the government, unlike in the rest of the real world, where if you fail, you usually get rebuked by your boss, maybe you'll get demoted, possibly fired. Certainly what happens in the real world isn't what happens when government fails. And when government fails, it just funds itself more.
Yeah.
When government fails, the bureaucrats come in and they say, well, we tried it this way, but now, you know, it would really help if we had twice the budget. Then we could make sure it really works. In this case, Boeing has actually managed to increase their amount of payment from $20 million for the pilot project, which they'd spent, one of the problems included Boeing's use of inappropriate commercial software designed for use by police dispatchers. They'd been paid $20 million for the pilot project, and then in December, the Department of Homeland Security gave Boeing another $65 million to replace the software, that the wrong, incorrect software.
How often
with military
is that?
Software.
You F up and then you get more money.
Right. You get three times as much extra.
Yep. You know, Boeing might as well be a government agency. As far as I know,
they're connected.
Well
connected.
So much of their money comes from the government, and they're used to this kind of failure after failure and then getting more money and more money.
Right. So it's not, you know, it's not the government saying, oh, Boeing, you messed up. All right. Well, since you violated the contract, that'll be either make it good or you can give us our $20 million back. Which is how it would be in the real world. You violate the contract, you've got an actionable case. But no, because Boeing's buddy-buddy with the government, you know how it is. It's politicians rewarding their friends.
Yes. How many of them were on the board of Boeing, you know?
And instead, now it's, well, you guys did make a mistake, and that's okay. We understand. We make them all the time. So we'll just give you another $65 million taxpayer dollars. I mean, it's not our money or anything, so who cares, right?
Right.
Here, $65 million. Now put in some new software. In an interview, Gregory Giddens, the department's executive director for the border effort, confirmed that we have delayed our deployment as we work through the issues on Project 28. While there is a clear urgency of the mission, we also want to make sure we do this right. Now, remember, earlier in the article, it says that the first phase of this little virtual fence project they're doing will not be completed until the end of the next president's first term. So, 2011.
Now, try to imagine if you really wanted to build a fence from here to from Mexico to Texas. You know, if a company was doing that, if a company of any size was doing
California that, to Texas. But yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry. From wherever, call it 1,500 miles or so.
Right.
If a company of any size wanted to build a fence of 1,500 miles, that baby would be up, and there would be something functional in a year.
No doubt about it. And I'm actually happy. I mean, because I support freedom, okay? I want people to be able to cross borders freely. So this is fine with me that they're taking. I don't want it to sound like I'm criticizing the government. I'm just pointing out that this is how government works, or doesn't work, whatever you want to call it. But it gets better, Mark.
Oh, I'm sure.
Boeing has said that the initial effort, while flawed, has still helped Homeland Security apprehend 2,000 illegal immigrants since September. Now, I don't know what their normal pull-in, if they didn't have this Boeing software that they were working with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many immigrants they would normally pull in, but saying that it has helped them apprehend them is really kind of vague.
Yeah.
It's kind of vague.
Oh, but it's been good. Don't
right.
worry.
It
may sound like an abject failure, but it's not. No, we haven't screwed up.
It estimated that in 2006 it would spend $7.6 billion through 2011 to secure the entire 2,000-mile southern border, an ambition that was meant to win support from conservatives for legislation creating a guest worker program and a path for 12 million illegal immigrants. But officials said yesterday they now expect to complete the first phase of the virtual fence's deployment, roughly 100 miles near Tucson.
100 miles.
By the end of 2011 instead of by the end of 2008. Now, that target falls outside of Boeing's initial contract, which will end in September of 2009, but can be extended. And I bet it will be.
Yeah, what a surprise.
The virtual fence was to complement a physical fence the administration now says will include 370 miles of pedestrian fencing and 300 miles of vehicle barriers to be completed by the end of this year. Now, the GAO said this portion of the project may also be delayed, and this is beautiful. Its total cost cannot be determined.
Of course it can't. The government's doing it. At least they're being honest.
Right. In this case, they're not even bothering with a number. Screw it. Who cares? We're just going to get whatever we want for it anyway.
Yeah, and I love how they're just putting up 100 miles of fence. it's not like it's going to do anything. 100 miles of fence, there's 1,500
right.
miles out there. They're going to drive around it, people. Even if you're in the center, it's only a 50-mile trek to one end.
The president's 2009 budget doesn't propose funds to add fencing beyond the 700 or so miles meant to be completed this year. The total cost is not yet known.
You know, they could put it in the water, at which point it's a short boat ride around it.
The GAO's Director of Homeland Security Issues said that the total cost is not yet known, and it's because DHS officials do not yet know the type of terrain where the fencing is to be constructed, the materials to be used.
They don't even know.
Wait. Listen to all the things they don't know. They do not yet know the type of terrain where the fencing is to be constructed. They don't know the materials to be used or the cost to acquire the land.
And these are the people that we're allowing to take care of this project? They don't even know where they're going to put it? Any of the features?
The pilot virtual fence included 9 mobile towers, radar, cameras, and vehicles retrofitted with laptops and satellite phones or handheld devices. They were to be linked to a near real-time map-like projection.
This is technology, laptops, and cell phones? You know, I mean, we're talking about the government here. I was expecting Knight Rider.
The agents could then use this super-secret system to track targets and direct law enforcement resources. GAO investigators said Boeing software could not process large amounts of sensor data. The resulting delays made it hard for operators in a Tucson command center 65 miles to the north to lock cameras on targets. Radar systems were also triggered inadvertently by rain and other environmental factors.
You know, that used to happen at the prison that I was in. Is that, you know, you basically, when it rained hard enough, they brought all the convicts in because the fence would go off.
Cameras had trouble resolving images at 5 kilometers when they were expected to work at twice that distance, said Stana. He added the system was developed with minimal input from Border Patrol agents. See, that's the problem. It's because there weren't enough government bureaucrats on the project, resulting in an...
At the very least, you would expect that the guys with the boots on the ground would probably have the best advice, wouldn't you?
I guess.
And, of course, they didn't talk to them.
Resulting in an unworkable demonstration project instead of an operating pilot system, he blamed the Department of Homeland Security for acting too hastily in trying to deliver a working pilot by last June. Whoa, you guys are moving too fast here.
We got donuts to eat.
The effort produced blah, blah, blah. A non-governmental source familiar with the project said that the Bush administration's push to speed the project during last year's immigration debate led Boeing to deploy equipment without enough testing or consultation. With more time, the source said, equipment and software will be tested more carefully and integrated with input from Border Patrol agents in 3 remote locations. Doing it this way mitigates all kinds of risks, said the source, who was not authorized to speak publicly. The Homeland Security Secretary, Michael Chertoff, said the department will take elements of the pilot project and then apply them elsewhere, but that it plans to expand the number of mobile ground surveillance units from a handful to 40 and to double its fleet of 3 unmanned aerial vehicles. See, they're still doing stuff, guys. Those of you out there that are all scared about immigrants coming here to work hard, don't worry, the government's working diligently to try to keep people out of this country. Well, as diligently as they can work, which is pretty damned ineffective. Thank goodness they're so ineffective and incompetent. Otherwise, this police state that we're in right now would be much worse. So there you have it.
Who can argue with that?
There you go. They fail and fail again. And you want to keep paying for this? Really? It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition, and you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.